7:34 in the morning. You're listening to Upfront. I'm Kat Brooks.
I'm Brian Edwards-Tiekert, and we're going to go now live to San Juan, Puerto Rico, where hundreds of thousands are expected to gather today to call for the ouster of Governor Ricardo Rosselló, who's been completely swamped by a scandal following the release of some 900 pages of private chats between himself and staff with content that is misogynistic, homophobic, mocking survivors of Hurricane Maria, and came on the heels of a corruption scandal that knocked five people out of his cabinet. We're joined on the line by Xiomara Caro Diaz, who is an organizer and an activist, also runs the Hurricane Maria Community Relief and Recovery Fund for the Center for Popular Democracy. Good morning.
Good morning to everyone who's hearing us, and greetings from Puerto Rico, as a matter of fact, from the highway right now, walking on the highway, marching.
You guys have taken the highway, yes? The Expreso Las Americas. How many people are out there?
I am part right now of a delegation of people who marched from Santurce, an area of San Juan. Different collectives came together, El Angar, LGBTQA community collectives, and Se Acabaron La Promesa, well known for the symbol of the white and black flag. And we are about to join, you know, we don't know yet the estimate. We are marching from 3 miles away, so we're one of the groups that marching maybe from the longest place, but it is estimated that this march will be larger than the one last Wednesday, which is estimated at 400,000 people on an island of 3 million. Yeah.
Can you describe visually what the highway looks like where you are?
It's hot. It's sunny. It's beautiful because it is a historic moment that we, many of us, have been waiting to be a part of and thought maybe we wouldn't be a part of in our life. The people of Puerto Rico have woken up, and it's not something overnight. It's not about just the chat. It's about the fact that the corruption is not just individual people, it's the agenda. And when you are a colony, corruption is part of the system. It's the way that you extract resources. And the chat, what it did was show to everyone in Puerto Rico that the two parties that have governed, that the higher class, all are part of a system that is out to move an agenda of displacement and not for us.
Xiomara, how do you respond to Governor Rosselló's, and how are the people responding to Governor Rosselló saying he won't seek re-election, but he is not going to resign despite the demands of the people?
People are angry and tired. The reality is that we are not asking him to step down. We already fired Governor Rosselló. What people are asking him to do is to respect the voices of the people. We are not interested in his reelection because we're not interested even in what he's governing around right now. It's not just about a small chat. It's about a lot of policies, school closing, displacement, negligence, and also a cynicism with which he did that. So the response after last night's message was even more anger and even more determination, because the people of Puerto Rico made a decision last week that Ricardo Rosselló is the first one to leave. After that, there's a long list, but the people have already made very clear to everyone in the world that this governor will not stay until next year. He is leaving now.
So when he's out, who's in? Has the movement coalesced around what they want to see after Rosselló?
Not really. To be truthful, right now, the focus of the majority and popular demand is for Ricky Rosselló to resign. But also there is a consciousness that other people, for example, the leaders of the legislature, are just as complicit in the corruption scheme and the financial agenda that excludes us. So I think a question definitely for the people that we are now starting to ask ourselves is, after Ricky Rosselló, what will be our process to question the people that are placed in his seat to replace him? There is not consensus right now. And really, there's not consensus because this is a movement that is not controlled by organizations. This is a popular movement similar to what people have seen in other parts of the world. And so it will take the people to start organizing assemblies, which is what's starting to happen, to discuss what comes next.
I guess that Xiomara, that was going to be my next question, was who who is poised to, what organizations, what communities are poised to lead those conversations, right? I mean, there will have to be some structure, some organization to get from point A to point B.
I think that's part of what this moment is challenging for a lot of people. The fact that, yes, there will be organizations that will want to see a point A to point B. I think what is being uncovered for people in Puerto Rico is something deeper. And most definitely, when he steps down, there is already the political parties, their own power dynamics around who will replace him. I think there have been smaller online conversations about a new election or some other process to not just allow someone who's currently part of the legislature to sit in that seat. I think right now it is every organization has to pick a role, and that's what organizations have done. Some of them doing actions, others even organizing childcare for people to be able to go. Mm-hmm. People need to pick a place to be right now, mm-hmm. but we also will have to let go of the idea that we can control this, and we're just going to have to follow the lead of the people. I don't know if that will bring any other alternatives other than when they name someone else, things will be uncovered about that politician's history, and maybe in similar situations as in Argentina, they went through 8 different presidents when they brought down around the 2000s their president, right? Mm-hmm. So I think this will be much more complex than who sits in his chair.
Chamarco Diaz, we're having a little bit of trouble understanding. If you could move the phone a little bit further from your mouth, I think you are overwhelming it with your powerful voice. Talk to us about how the police have been treating the protests so far.
I mean, I think the police have been doing what they have been, like what they are in place to do at moments of disruption, which is serve as a repressive arm of the state. The police have been violent and using tactics to intimidate the people. Because the reality is that at a moment like this, there are moments where the police think that if they repress people, if people watch scenes on television of young people being tear gassed and beaten, that people will not take the streets. And I think it is one of the moments that has been farthest from the truth. The people have not stopped going to action. And as a matter of fact, I would say there's a whole generation of young people in Puerto Rico that were ready for this moment, that are tired of living in a country of empty promises and are ready to resist and to do whatever they need to do to practice their freedom of speech and to put pressure on Ricky Rosselló, his government, and people on top to step out of the way.
Finally, Rosselló was a strong advocate of statehood for Puerto Rico. And if Democrats got a clean sweep in the 2020 election, the House, the Senate, the presidency, they would have been in a position to give statehood to Puerto Rico. The protests have a clear sense around statehood versus independence or pursuing statehood as a political project?
I hope you can hear me okay.
Yeah.
The issue of statehood and independence is complicated. The reality is that Puerto Rico, the social justice sector, the sector that advocates for freedom, which is the social justice sector, is similar to in the United States. It's not always the majority. It is a sector that has been committed to that for a while. Right now, I don't think that necessarily this moment is opening up a different conversation around statehood. But I do think that for people who have historically being pro-statehood or pro-status quo, which are the two political parties that have been in government, this moment has eliminated the illusion of any of those two options being about them. I think time will tell us the way people, low-income people, people in poor communities, people that historically have opened their doors to some of these politicians and allowed them to make promises to them, when they see in that chat how their youth, for example, are used for public relations and taken to concerts and used by the political parties to show that they're doing something for black and brown youth, for example, in Puerto Rico, I think it has hit really hard. And I think this will disrupt some of maybe some of the consensus that people think there was around statehood. I don't think right now the movement to statehood is getting stronger. I think, as a matter of fact, it's crumbling down, and so is the Commonwealth Party. I think, as a matter of fact, what we're seeing is a rupture in the discourse around statehood and what it has been for the last 52 years, and this Commonwealth system that has been we've been told that we can be in a status quo situation and be okay. I think people know that, like confirmed after Hurricane Maria also, when what it means to be a colony and not have independence. Mm.
Shamara Caro Diaz, thank you so much. Stay safe out there.
Thank you. Thank you all. Please stay tuned.
All right. Shamara Caro Diaz joined us on very short notice from one of the highways that is heading towards the main protest in San Juan, outside the compound of Governor Ricardo Rosselló, who is under immense popular pressure to step down. In the wake of a corruption scandal involving his government, but not him personally, and the release of some 900 pages of private chats in which he is on record saying things that are misogynistic, homophobic, mocking Maria survivors, and further. The peak protest was estimated to have about between 400,000 and 500,000 people participating. Today's protest, coming on the heels of the news that Rosselló is now stepping down as the head of his political party and announcing he will not run for re-election, is expected to be bigger still.